can handle the truth.
Public Broadcasting.org. And we'll start at the top at the call-in number at 800-313-9443. And my Parker Pathway listeners and the truck drivers that are out there that are part of my listening audience and a few other people that have joined us in terms of our growing group of listeners, and we're going to have a piggyback on some very big issues that I've been talking about for the past 3 months concerning law, medicine, and politics. For some people in the world, this is a world day of prayer for vocations, the fourth Sunday of Easter. And a little prayer doesn't hurt anyone. Tomorrow is the last day for contacting Congress concerning the Federal Drug Administration agreeing with the Trilateral Cooperation Charter with Mexico and Canada to declare vitamins and supplements drugs. And I've been telling you about this for some time, and on my last show, I gave the indication of the phone numbers, the docket numbers, and the way that you want to talk about input and what you can do. This is the attachment to the Security and Prosperity Partnership Act of North America, and one of the gains that are coming out to the back door on this is to have dietary supplements as drugs and supplements, but it's an outside possibility that may or may not happen in the debate that'll go to Congress after the review window is closed to the public tomorrow. This is part of the Codex that Alimentarius Commission decided in 1963. To have the United Nations on the Codex to control food supplements and as declaration of drugs. And, of course, what I've been talking about from the very beginning, water as a drug. As soon as this will be attacking the dietary supplement system so that there will be other kinds of oversights that will be built in on the United Nations and on the Trilateral Commission to do this. Now, the FDA for years has been trying to do this. This isn't my focus for today, but I'm going to tie it in. You know how I do that. And I'm going to give you the Washington number to call to get your congressman, and if you wish to talk to them, it's area code 202-224-3121. And the docket number that will be on the agenda. This will go into what's called passive law review at 6 o'clock Washington time tomorrow. And it's out of your hands after that. It's docket number 2006D-0480. And this is really an attempt to destroy the DSHEA 1994 rule concerning the control of food. And there's the other aspect of how this develops with the personalized medicine concepts that are being developed that I've been talking about for some time. We'll see you at the other end of the break. Call in 800-313-9443. Mark our path.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Dr. Wynn Parker at republicbroadcasting.org. And the call-in number, if you wish to call, is 800-313-9443. We have a lot to cover today and to connect a lot of dots, particularly repeat of a lot of the law that I want to have for the national constitutional amendment, that we have a right to vote what goes in our food and water, and also the implementation of a new system of a grand jury for science and technology, which the past 7 shows have been piece by piece placing the bricks into the legal logic that can go into making this possible as a national program. Of course, a lot of attorney generals in a lot of states have made a real clear issue with me, the fact that the people have no right to have a personal initiative and to vote on any of this because lawmakers make the decisions. And I'm not interested in taking on the attorney generals of the states, but if that be it, then that be it. I want to get back to tying in the idea of people not having any rights to determine the concept of vitamins and supplements, which a lot of people advertise, even our own station does. But this has been in the works for some time, and to tie it in with this, the security and protection partnership agreement is, if you look at it from the standpoint of the wording of security and really prosperity as one of the P's, it gives you a clue about something else that we're going to be going into today later in the show about the prosperity side. The social planners of America wish to protect at least 25 to 30% of America's economy through ports, to develop the highways to deliver the big containers. And we're going to be talking about that as we go. But what is assembled, let's say, in Long Beach, California's port, where the Chinese boats come in, Seattle, where other kinds of boats come in, which we're going to discuss later in the show, there are assembly products there. That are pharmaceuticals, there are processes that help make food, that you have to have water to develop those products, and also the chemicals that go into the water and food, and then plus the contamination process that goes into even the oils and substances that are shipped from the foreign nations. That is a process that goes in to make other products. In other words, you have what are called intermediate chemical products that make the major products. And then, as if we're assembling a Christmas toy from China, it'll go into some places like Galveston, as an example. It is an assembly place. Nothing wrong with Galveston. That's not the point. The point is it's assembled here, put a label on, made in the USA. And we're going to get into some very serious issues today, as we always do on Parker Pathways. A lot of people are going to walk away from this show real upset, but what's new? And the whole thing comes down to the fact that the Trilateral Cooperation Charter wanted to make a new definition, and they have it written on health fraud, defining it differently. And any substance that goes into health fraud where water is involved, the FDA wants to change the dietary supplement definition. And their reasoning is that there are too many fraudulent ads for weight reduction. Oh, I see. We have we have soccer moms that we're really worried about, to keep their figure and work out their ways, keep their skin clean and wrinkle-free. This is enough to change the definition on the United Nations Charter for dietary supplements and vitamins? The people who signed this trilateral cooperation, United States, of course, with the FDA administration, Canada, on the health products and food branch of the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, and Canada's Commissioner of Competition, which is essentially to control the price and the amount of load that comes through with unchartered trucks of any nation along a highway through Mexico, Canada, and into various embassy spots in Missouri. Mexico signed it. The Federal Commission for the Protection from Sanitaries, this is the federal Office of the Judge Advocate General of Consumers, and then there was another charter paragraph that went into the Judge Advocate Generals of Consumers, which is close to national war that can be developed, which I've been talking about for some time, on the control of byproducts from the oil industry that go into the food that will be controlled through this concept. So what we have here for review, so that we really understand something. Remember two shows ago, I was talking about, in February of this year, the president signed an executive order which said that any information that came through major agencies, which included the EPA and the FDA, really was under the jurisdiction of the president and would be bounced into Homeland Security. I can understand that. The executive order, by the way, for the people that want to fight me on this, like they do in the hundreds of emails that are there, say, you are talking against the president. Well, I'm not talking against the president. I'm telling you, as the audience, I'm not talking against the president. The whole thing comes down to Executive Order 12600. And also there was another executive order, Executive Order 13775, which authorizes the use of strontium 89 for human experimentation. This, of course, is to develop the new nuclear system human experimentation for the new bombs and other war weapons that have to be developed by the year 2025. Now, this is all otherwise tagged into the other aspects of SPP in an indirect way. So it's kind of a garbage dump for every idea to keep you from either being healthy or possibility of being healthy. The point is that you should have a right. You should have a right to be able to say what goes in your food and water. But now I would like to emphasize that food means that it's grown with recycled water, contaminated irrigation systems, and I've explained the chemistry many times. And the whole process of this is that these activities are sanctioned indirectly on paper through international treaty agreements. So this isn't just a question of placing vitamins and supplements in water or drugs. This is a control mechanism to actually control the process of outcomes of lack of legal systems of which you cannot harbor in your state or country based upon the fact that if you redefine something that you're eating and drinking, you can also have control of what you're thinking and what you're doing. Go to the TV set, look at pharmaceutical ads. They started 2 months ago already, the major companies putting in vitamins and supplements in Cialis, Bayer, Merck, and the whole process of reproducing a product similar to Vioxx, which was I did an extensive piece of work on that, on the review of that. And what you have here is another drug that took Vioxx, which had the heart problems and the rest of it. It was supposed to be for pain, rheumatoid arthritis, and the rest of it, but they had to take Vioxx off the market. Well, part of this agreement, if it goes past tomorrow, goes into thing, and they talk about it in panel in Washington, and work with it, they want to take and say, well, these are really supplemental drugs. So now we have another layer of something the pharmaceutical company wishes to take into the market for real. And they're telling you on TV they're going to do it. Now, people ask me all the time, they say, well, what can we do? Well, what you do is first you have to, as I've told many people, you build a knowledge base. Then you work it out to the fact of it's not good enough that you write or call or write letters. That's important. You have a vote. You got money that you make. City councils are not responsible for the decisions to put these products in the water or the food. Yet they get federal money as supplemental money to build these killing machines, I call them. These water district concepts are killing machines. And that's the first time I've actually come out. I've been waiting for a long time to expose. I've got 4 shows lined with the whole process of how much of a killing machine this is. And if somebody wants to challenge me on it, bring on the senator, bring on the person. I'll face them eyeball to eyeball on Parker Pathways. And we'll talk about it. If you've got something to justify the fact that you're killing Cryptosporidium or Giardia lamblia in the liver, good. But you're not. You're doing something else. We'll see you on the other side of the break, and we will discuss further this particular subject.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and republicbroadcasting.org. And the call-in number is 813-9443. And now, to take a lot of subjects which a lot of people could say were the most important things that have happened in the past month, or what are the most important things to do. And I'm going to just broad brush a couple points that composite a lot of information, which answer a lot of the emails that I get, and so that you do have an answer in that group of questions. There's a whole concept going on within this business of control of personalized medicine, which is going to be the future, and I've talked about this for medicine. It's called pharmacogenetics, and it's a rediscovery of using drug therapy, really, and using it in personalized medicine. And this is one of the trends in the future, and there's some good things about it, but also to combine it with these other activities that are part of the Agenda 21 and sustainability concepts needs to be paid attention to. Now, and there's a lot of discussion about Medicare and the concept of when it'll be running out and how they want to change it and the whole thing. Well, perhaps it should be changed in another way, which is a separate show. I've done a lot of research on that and how it's happening almost day to day on the Beltway. But there's another issue here. The whole concept of trying to aim a global agenda to copy what will eventually and is happening in the Netherlands, where you have what is called cooperative euthanasia. And the whole process of developing concepts that if you're older and you wish to die with help, that exists. We have hospices for things. We have a whole concept of this. But to legislate the concept of euthanasia and copy the Netherlands model is really built in world form in the Medicare plans. And I will be talking a lot about this. And the other aspect that I want to connect to, another little piece of information that was only 12 lines in a footnote of a declassified government document, is that the FDA and the EPA are admitting, and I think they're being good men and women to say it, that they're not capable of handling the drug and food and water supply unless they change their model and of how they do that. And I think they're correct. But based upon on the underpinning of that, to get any type of process made, done, or talked about, you have to have various forms of fluids, including water, and has its disinfectant byproducts that are accentuated by the addition of ammonia to chlorine in the water supply of this country. Now, there's an EPA Stage 2 rule, which is to reduce toxins and trihalomethanes, which are byproducts from the chlorine and the chloramine, which inside the body, if you they cause various types of immune responses, which you can get a good overview on the republicbroadcasting.org homepage. Just go to the right, and you can click on there. That's been translated into a lot of language, and you can see chloramine causes collateral health damage, and you'll get a good overview that is now part of the science policy system, and you'll get an understanding of how big the problem is. But the chloramine has been decided at the EPA, yes, it enhances toxic compounds. But they've only identified at the EPA about 600 secondary disinfectant byproducts. And then they're really about 1,500, but they're very sketchy because no one's worked on the bench to figure it out. And they don't understand what they're dealing with, and that's understandable, too, because they weren't looking. They just put it into the water system, even though it caused leukemia in rats and other lower form animals and cancer in lower form animals. And a lot of human studies showed very very definite changes in various human forms. And those studies I've reviewed many times for osteomyelitis, neurotoxic inhibition in the brain, many of these factors from the field. But the EPA will not change their model. And they've changed it in such a way that they don't have to review these poisonous products in our drinking water and food for years. They admit it. That's their own wording. And I can see either using my position, which is to use alternate technologies and develop the states of the art to a different level. And chloramine has long been already accepted as a mutagenic and a carcinogenic product and changes genes and chromosomes. So when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about, for a few moments here, on the models that the FDA and the EPA want to use.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker on republicbroadcasting.org, and a call in number is 313-9443. On the concept that we're dealing with about the FDA and the EPA having models, they have to have models and guidelines to be able to do their work, and there's a lot of process by which the imports of foods, and everyone talks about the pet food and all of its problems that it has. The whole thing is that a lot of the inspections are very sparse because they say they don't have the manpower and the rest of it to do it. However, the sophistication of the biometrics and the metrics that are used for determining bioterrorist activities are quite extensive, and the electronic arms that go through the big pallets that come off the ships, very sophisticated work. But the models for developing what are called biomonitoring systems is very low. There are a lot of biomonitoring systems that are invented to take care of water contamination at certain sites, and this is good. I support any kind of state-of-the-art from the standpoint in a very real-world way. There are various companies that I've mentioned on many shows concerning, and I will on this show, very, very many companies that are involved in many of these activities. But here, back in the background of all of this are certain trends that show up in different parts of our life that look as if they're unconnected to this subject. I'll give you an example that in the California Supreme Court, there was a freedom of speech issue that they ruled 5-2 last week that said that an injunction against speech must be narrow and precise, banning only a repetition of verbal attacks previously judged slanderous and leaving the speaker free to address the same subject in a complaint to police or other government agencies. Now, what they've done is essentially redefine slander in such a way that they say, well, if it goes to court on the first round that you feel is slander, so the government agency or somebody connected says that that's slander, then in order for the whole slander issue to come up again, the whole process is that you cannot sue for slander. A good example of this, you can't repeat the whole point under the ruling, you can't repeat the specific statements, but a person can say other things. In other words, that's the dictum of the judge. In other words, the person can't say the very thing that was the slanderous, but they can say other things related to it, and they won't be sued. The case was about a Balboa Island Village Inn, which is located in California, and there was a person by the name of Lemon, and Lemon who owned a vacation home near the Village Inn, and complained to authorities for years about its operations, videotaped its patrons, called them drunks and prostitutes, and told customers and neighbors and employees that the inn sold tainted food and water and was a site of drug dealing and child pornography and other crimes. The owners sued and won a Superior Court ruling in the year 2002 that found many of Lemon's statements false and defamatory and ordered her not to repeat them to anyone. The state Supreme Court decided that the ruling was too broad because it prohibited Lemon from exercising her right to complain to the government, but said that a narrow injunction barring repetition of her slanderous comments to private citizens would be valid. And this means that built in to the SPP, the concept of the trilateral codex commissions, that you cannot complain about the tainted food or the development of the processes or the development of the concept of the food and water. And this is in the dictum and the concept of this particular case. Balboa Island Village Inn versus Lemon, S127-904A on the docket. 5-2 decision. Now, that's one dot, okay? Now, let's take another dot. There's been a new method, which I've been aware of for some time, has been in research that has developed a gene system, which are called, I've pronounced these SNPs, which is what they're called. SNPs are forms of gene pieces, and they're very common in diabetes, particularly type 2 diabetes. And this is a very important find. It's been around for about a year as being known. But what they've done is taken the research from the DNA system that's been found And they're now conducting the global study in Britain, Finland, Poland, Sweden, and the United States. And the person is to have this gene pool, which is collected by hospitals, where you don't own your genes. Remember, I did two shows on that. Who owns your genes? Who owns your body? And the whole thing comes down that the development of this gene variant will determine the odds of developing type 2 diabetes. Now, that sounds good to be able to do that part, but type 2 diabetes is really the ability to use insulin, and which is from the pancreas, and, of course, that turns sugar into energy. It's a major cause of heart disease, and it damages blood vessels, leads to kidney failure in some cases, and, of course, amputations and blindness, which is there. Now, I've talked a lot about chloramine being used in the water and processed now for kidney dialysis patients. It's in my treatise on chloramine causes collateral health damage, and when I went out the door in the year 2003 on this issue, on the development of kidney dialysis filtrations, all the kidney dialysis units said they just added another carbon filter. And, of course, they call back the kidney dialysis folks to be able to do the kidney dialysis. And a lot of home kidney dialysis units are also invented. Point is that the gene variant system is all under the gene control system of the United Nations. Not this moment, but it's Britain. I've been talking about it for the very first show I did. And this is another dot. Now, let's take a third dot. A lot of people don't realize that in the country today, in the process of National Institute of Health, which we have, which controls a lot of concepts that we have in our research, very fine organization. Without it, we would not have good human medical research. But do you realize that there is no health system for men? There is no office of men's health. There is a office of women's health that was established in 1990. Think about that. I mean, just ponder that for a minute. The whole process of trying to determine as to why men have shorter lives comes up again, because the whole process is, when I first came out the door, I was talking about the peer review articles that had to do with sperm variations in men from chloramine, the additive to the water. I talked about the pancreas variations. I've talked about the left ventricle heart malfunctions from disinfectant byproducts in the water. But there's no office of men's health. And so I'm taking it upon myself to give to my Parker Pathways audience, you can't have 95% of the research money go for women all the time. I got nothing against women, but they, you know, the lobby went to the other way. Last week, there's about $5 million of lobby money went from pharmaceutical companies to have the concept of vitamin supplements be declared drugs. There is a website called menwebmd.com. It's more of an advertising website, but it can give good information. There's revolutionhealth.com. Which is their attempt to develop a novel treatment rating system for various types of treatments and drugs and medicine, clinical services for men. There's a prostate cancer foundation.org, which is just developing. After all the deaths and the concept of the fantastic research for prostate cancer, it's not being implemented. This particular site is a real eye-opener. I highly recommend it. The reason I'm very high on it is for, there are three or four good reasons, but Michael Milken has done some good work in funding these research, because he had prostate cancer, And he used a lot of his fortune to go in to develop on that site. Then there's another site called familydoctor.org/men. And this is a consumer kind of concept. It has an Academy of Family Physician comments. I think it's good for a family doctor approach for men. The AmericanHeart.org is just starting to discover that men are on the planet. And I'm not being facetious. You know how I am. I call it the way it is. I'm not politically correct. I'm furious. The MayoClinic.com, the most prestigious research clinic concept in the world that we know on this planet, there's only one clinic better, and it's in Russia, and it's been there for years. It'll link health centers to clinics for men, and that's a start. And then menshealth.com, and this is a men's health magazine site. I like it because it brings in a little bit of concepts of fitness and training from the military. And then, of course, there's consumer.gov/health. And it's a one, it's all federal government's health-related information to men's health and the National Library of Medicine's men's system. Now, that's all there is. Now, I forgot. There is a www.4, the number 4, the name woman, .gov/MENs. And even though there isn't an Office of Men's Health, the Office of Women's Health will provide some information with links to Men's Health, but they kind of have a little group touchy-feely concept, which is definite feminine thinking. Nothing wrong with feminine thinking, but you may like it or not, but the aging male syndrome, they call it, the changing of habits between men that 35 to 65s, it's testosterone-based. I never cease to amaze me that every health issue that goes through the woman pipeline always has to be laid at the feet of the testosterone of males. And this whole thing is about libido and the whole concept thing. Now, that's the other dot. Now, the whole process of being able to have vitamins and supplements as drugs and place the different pharmaceutical levels in terms of the drugs that are used for testosterone adjustments or other kinds of adjustments into the very medical concepts of RNA, the ribonucleic acids, which are, I've mentioned, are signals in the body. Those things are developed by policy in models that are developed at the FDA and the EPA. So I call it, I call it the feminization of medicine. I am absolutely furious that a national treaty with the United Nations only recognizes the drug definition and call it health fraud because of weight reduction ads for women, and they don't mention that men are living shorter lifespans. No one is concerned about the concept of the treaties that are being signed with China, which I talked about 4 shows ago, concerning the whole concept of the pharmaceutical system, and all of it based on cholesterol drugs, libido drugs on the TV, and nothing about the concept of vitamin supplementation that has to be developed in research form for men. And we're going to have a whole show on this. I don't know when it's going to be, but it's going to be soon. Now, we bring it to the other side, the other dot, which I've talked about for some time, concerning the recycled water system and how it affects the human health. I've talked about the cancer developments in human work, and I'm going to mention a few of these things if we have time today. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that this goes into what I've been talking about on the constitutional amendment on a national initiative. And I call it toilet to table to tap initiative. This is where the water system goes. When you urinate, your urinating endocrine disruptors into the toilet. It goes down the process. You're not getting all these out. You have all of these trihalomethanes, which don't fit into the model that the EPA has. And so they're only going to test 30 of the most dangerous bromides, idiocetic acids, which, by the way, cause the embryological change of trophoblasts in the embryo. Everyone talks about stem cell research and how old. That's not good because we can't do the other. Most of those embryos are already dead. 30% of those are already dead. So they're not doing much good in terms of the stem cell concept. The endocrine disruptors are causing the metabolic changes in humans now. And that is already in the concept of documentation and in research. And it's part of a multi-billion dollar industry by corporations who gain stock on the stock market to research that. Well, we'll come back as a close-off on this hour to build up to the second hour of getting more people upset.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and I'm coming into the next hour, and I wanted to make a comment that is a result of of a lot of peer-reviewed research on humans done, but I've made that comment before, and it's been coming in that it's been quietly admitted and written in footnotes in many research papers on disinfectant byproducts in the water and the concept of the international treaties, that 85% of sperm that's made by humans, 85% will be 85% of males. There are four different figures on this. 85% of males will be sterile in 70 years from now. And this, of course, goes to a sperm count below 5 million. So with only a few minutes left in this particular hour, when I open the next hour, we're going to talk about some legal injunctions that need to be placed. And the other aspect of this, to get to the trend of what we're talking about in development of models for various bureaucracies, they're researching various forms of thought in various universities. For instance, at Johns Hopkins University, there's a concept of what's called cell fate in determining retinas in the eye, which are slowly deteriorating in our gene pool. And the retinas being used in experimental work for discovering of the central nervous system and how it affects things in terms of what's called myelin sheath destruction from contamination. At Cornell University, there's a study going on called the Maintenance of Cell Membrane Integrities, and this has to do with muscular dystrophy. The new theories of muscular dystrophy is a result of molecular stem cell research. There is at Dartmouth College in Hanover, New Hampshire. This has got to do with how human beings are losing their hunting instincts in the earth processes. In other words, there are things in the earth that are affecting humans that the public doesn't know about that affects their evolutionary gene structure in the base of the hippocampus of the brain. There's a lot of brain and mind work done at the Western Connecticut State University at Danbury, Connecticut. And this is going to do that the theory of the mind is made up of continuous and not discrete events. And this is very important. I've talked about this before. This is changing the paradigm that the EPA and the FDA is not close to discovering in their models. The California Institute of Technology in Pasadena, California, is doing some brilliant work on brain plasticity, on learning and memory, how it can be increased. And, of course, you can't increase much if you have neurotoxicity as a result of toxins, which have already been proven in animal studies and human studies. So this is a very important issue. At Princeton University in Princeton, New Jersey, there is an exquisite piece of work done on quantum limits, on measuring space and time. And this is very important because we need to know the difference between molecular space and time and human space and time. In fact, I'm hoping to do a show on that. And then, of course, at Binghamton University, State University of New York, in Binghamton, New York, is the physiological and biochemical traits issue, which we'll talk about in genomics in the development of gene maps. So we'll go to the next hour, and we'll set this up for in law and medicine.